You're listening to Recharged Radio.
Independent radio for independent music. From the oldest big city in the world, or so he claims. Broadcasting on rechargeradio.com and podcasting at the justinwayneshow.com. Can you guess? Yes, that's right, folks. It's the Justin Wayne Show.
Thanks very much for tuning in once again to the Justin Wayne Show. It is me, Justin Wayne, and I have three fantastic interviews for you in this show, two of which have come, the last two tying up the live interviews at the Go-Go Festival, and we have one absolutely amazing interview, a man of many talents, of the band Auditorium, what used to be called Field, and we're going to talk to him all about that, all about himself, all about the music. We're going to listen to the entire album of Be Brave just in the last part of this hour and all the way through the second hour. It's just over an hour. It's a beautiful piece, and I do hope you stick around and listen to that. But right now, we're going to listen to a couple of tunes from the Go-Go Festival and jump right into an interview with the illustrious Jill Jackson. It's Jill, J-I-L-L, Jackson. .co.uk. You can check out more about her if you want to get a little preview of the interview, which we got live at the Go-Go Festival now, which was back in the middle of June. And we had so much material that we're still running it now. So it's fantastic stuff. And if you're interested in going next year, you can get really, really cheap early bird tickets now. I think they're like 78 or 80 quid. And I'm sure they'll go up as new things get announced for that next year. GoGoFestival.com. Right now, some music here at the Justin Wayne Show, kicking off episode 136. Woo! Getting old!
There's no more playing with Kimberly. She's been abducted, baby, by the aliens. Baby, oh honey, we go way back. It's only you and me here, now initially here. Now I want you on the road again. 24 hours with Jackie Bauer. Baby, baby, come back. We gotta save the world. We gotta kick ass, honey. Gotta kick ass, honey, now.
Conquest.
This is Recharged Radio.
Hello there, everyone in listener land. This is Recharged Radio, and we are still live backstage at the Go-Go Festival 2011. It's still me, Moomin, and the very beardy and lovely Justin Wayne. That's his beard. Don't you feel loved? But we aren't alone. We have lured into the interview tent the one and only Miss Jill Jackson.
Hello. Hey, hey. I can't do that beard thing.
Beard thing.
Not thick enough.
You can still wipe your chin on that. You can wipe your makeup on there if you want. Whatever. Whenever.
There's a lot of it.
That's not what I meant. I'm sorry. Well, brilliant set on stage earlier today.
Thank you. It sounded brilliant
from back here.
Thank you very much.
And you've got albums out. You've got cool stuff happening in the future.
All sorts going on, really.
Well, interesting stuff that you've done before as well. I mean, not to shoot straight to the American tour. I thought that was my favorite.
You can tell he's got a bit about that. Yeah. The Minnesota lad.
Well,
stop him.
You were saying you did a tour a little while ago, 50 states in 50 days.
Yeah, it was a bit of a challenge with my friend and I, and he was putting together the tour, and I went with him. We did a kind of, you know, Graham Parsons, Emmylou type thing, you know.
Yeah.
And we just, it was kind of scattered. We just did gigs wherever we could get them, you know.
Yeah.
So it wasn't structured. Did a lot of house concerts. We played at some radio stations. We played at some high schools and some really cool venues and stuff. But we managed to do the 50 and 50, and that was the kind of challenge, which
That's
was
awesome.
Good.
That might be amazing. A world record or something. Or something somewhere, if you die, you know, I don't know.
Maybe. I've done a different gig in a different state every night, 50 nights, yeah.
So from Glasgow, are you based in Glasgow then? And you just
I am now.
These?
I was living in London for about 4 years, and then I moved back to Glasgow because it's too expensive.
Yeah, it's true.
As a musician, London is too expensive.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. And I can do anything. You know, you can get to London really easily from Glasgow.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
Prefer being home.
Yeah.
On the train.
What kind of I've never been to Glasgow. What kind of a music scene is Glasgow? Is Glasgow pretty
Scotland
fun to play
itself
music in?
Has got a great music scene. Glasgow is probably the capital for music. And there's some amazing venues. Like you get a real mixture of venues. You've got venues that take like 200 people that are really cool and really dingy and got a great atmosphere, and then you get sort of 2,000 capacity venues, which are really cool as well. And there's everything in between, which is what I love about Glasgow, because you can do so many different types of gigs, you know. But it's got a great music scene. There's a lot of great bands in Glasgow as well.
We play some of them on the show, actually.
We do.
I know some of them off top. Yeah, it's really good stuff that comes from up there. Is it a dark and rainy place like London is, or is it what is the?
No, it's all right. It's hit or miss, really. Today,
raining.
It's like a Scottish day, but there was one day where it was sunny in the morning, and then it was raining, and then there was hailstones, and then it was sunny again. So you never know how to dress in Scotland, you know.
Yeah. Well, you've just released an album in February.
Yes.
Well, tell us about the album.
Yeah. The album's called Back to Zero. It was kind of about 4 years in the making. You know, it didn't take 4 years, but it was 4 years till I got to that recording process. And then, we released it in February, and I toured in April with a woman called Heather Peace, and that was kind of me. I toured that album a little bit. I'm still gigging with that album now, but I'm getting ready to do the next album, which will be out later in the year.
Okay.
Where can people get hold of it? Is it available through your website or via iTunes?
The album is available through the website. It's available through play.com, you know, Amazon, iTunes, everywhere. Yeah.
All the usual suspects.
Yes.
Brilliant. Well, what was it like? How, did you enjoy the Go-Go Festival?
It was
crowd?
Really good. They were really good. They seemed a bit quiet earlier on, but when I was playing, you know, they came forward and they were shouting and enjoying it, and it was good. It's a really nice atmosphere because it's a really chilled out festival.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Enjoyed it.
Yeah. How did you get involved?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I got an email through my Team Jackson website asking me to play. So
there you go.
Excellent.
And I was really up for it. It sounded really good. So it's been a good day.
Yeah. And you didn't have to experience the horrible rain on Friday though.
No.
Well, you avoided that probably for the best. So did Remedy and I.
Yeah.
Moomin was there.
Oh, okay.
The torments, I tell thee. It was like a Macbeth night.
Well,
so on and so forth.
Tell us about your band, because you play with a band, and do you always play with a band, or how does it work
like today it was just me on my own. I do a real mixture of gigs. Some things I play purely by myself, and some days I play with a percussion player. Sometimes, like I toured in December, I did a full UK tour, and it was just me and a keyboard player, and it's just different every time. I do love doing full band gigs, yeah, they're really fun, but then when I do too many of them, I miss doing gigs on my own, because the gigs I do on my own are the gigs that sort of keep me at the top of my game, because yeah, there's no room for any mistakes.
It's the focus is on you,
yeah,
and your music,
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, I just love any type of gigs. I just love gigging, and I'm always busy, so it's good.
Yeah,
that's fantastic. And we just spoke to Heather actually, just before you actually. She was in here. When was the tour with her that you did then? Was that recently that you toured?
Yeah, it was
with
in April. We did a full UK tour together.
All right,
oh, excellent.
It was fun.
Very cool. What's in the pipeline? What's coming up?
The biggest thing I'm focusing on just now is sort of tidying up all the songs for the next album, and hopefully recording it next month, and hopefully it'll be out in November.
Oh, excellent!
I'm excited about that.
Cool. And as far as are you going back to America soon?
Yes, I'm going to go back in September and do a sort of 5-6 week tour around America, just playing small acoustic venues and stuff. You know, I love doing that, and I'm in the UK too long. I start getting, you know, itchy feet to get back out to America.
So, yeah,
it's like a home away from home. So
very good. Well, let us know when they are. We'll publicize them on the show, because I know that I have a lot of listeners. Or we have a lot of listeners in the East as well.
Yeah,
cool. And on that side. So, well, Jill, thanks very much for taking some time out. And it's
thank you.
It's JillJackson.co.uk with a J, yes, with J and a J.
Yep, Jill with a J.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Pick up the album.
Ooh, thanks for coming in, Jill, and having a good time.
Oh,
That was I Am Harlequin, and she was out there at the Go-Go Festival as well with Jill Jackson. And Jill Jackson actually went up and played with Heather Peace on stage on Sunday evening, sort of the headliner on Sunday. And we interviewed Heather on last week's show. If you want to head over to Listen Again player, you should be able to pick up episode 135, which has a bunch of those interviews on it as well. And Moomin joined us last week. You can hear her there on that show. Thank you very much for listening. We've got Kaz Cornell, who's one of the DJs on. We're going to play her in a little bit. Right now, however, I have a couple of songs I need to play for you because they've been kicking around my little box for a while, and I need to play them for you. One of them is a band from Paper Garden Records called Little Tybee, who, if you haven't heard of yet, you will, and they're going to be humongous. So it's pretty cool to be able to play them on our show now. Although I'm a little late to the bandwagon, I must say. Sometimes I'm there early and sometimes I'm there a bit later. And we're going to play another song from a band called The Answering Machine, who apparently is done. They've packed it in. I'm very sad. But one of the guys is doing some work for the record label they were on, Heister Hit Records, and sent this track to me as sort of their last release. We'll play that in a little bit, which is called 3 Miles from their sort of last album called Lifeline. But right now, let's hear that Little Tybee track from his album Humorous to Bees. You're going to hear the tune Nero here on Justin Wayne Show. It's Recharge Radio. Oh, A pair of fantastic tracks in the Justin Wayne Show. Love that stuff. And I have one more song to play for you before we hear from Kaz Cornell. And then we're going to hear from her sister. Not the interview. We played the interview last week on the show. Another one you can go back on the website and find, thejustinwayneshow.com or rechargeradio.com. I'm going to play one track. So we're going to hear from her after Kaz Cornell's interview, because we don't have any of Kaz's original dance music, which we will soon, so we'll sort that out. And of course, Spencer Berger coming up, talking about auditoriums. Be brave, auditoriummusic.com. Right now, To the Sea by Boy, song I can't get enough of playing. It's brilliant. It's the Justin Wayne Show, Recharge Radio. Thank you.
Once again, this is Recharged Radio, and we are backstage at the Go Go Festival 11. It is me, Moomin, the lovely bearded Justin, hi, and we have one of the festival DJs, Kaz Coronel, here.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going very good.
We've recently interviewed your sister, Christina Coronel, yep, and musical family, we noted, but you come in from a different angle. You DJ.
I am a DJ. Yeah. I have to say I also do sing and play the piano and nice, the harp and a bit of violin, a bit of guitar, a few other things, but I'm quite shy about it. My sister's the confident one when it comes to singing.
Aww.
I'm in the bedroom a bit more.
You don't ever bring any of your live instruments into your set and play a little bit along?
Not yet, but that is the plan.
All right.
That's exactly where
cool,
I want to go to, yeah.
Very nice.
I want to incorporate it and start doing like live tracks on the fly. So actually building up tracks in front of an audience whilst DJing and adding vocals, using loops and stuff like that.
Yeah. Sounds good to me. Be a bit like, I don't know if you know Carl London. She does similar sort of like live looping and synthing and stuff like that, which is really interesting.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with her, but I shall check her out.
Check her out. She's good fun. But yes, so you're DJing here at Go-Go Festival tonight, I understand.
Yes, from 9.30 till 12.30, I think.
Ooh, the late night one.
Yes.
The fun party shift.
Exactly.
So what sort of stuff will you be DJing?
Well, I have 130 different genres of music with me because I am using a laptop because it's more convenient for this kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I think it will be quite commercial because that's what people want to hear. I know what these ladies are like. Mm. A lot of them come to my bars, so I'll play what they want to hear, basically.
Yeah. So what sort of music, what sort of bands or music will it be?
I mean, it's going to be a lot of dance, hip-hop, R&B, some indie, a bit of drum and bass, maybe a little bit of dubstep, but mainly on the commercial front.
Yeah.
And you never know, I might do some 80s, some 90s stuff as well.
Yeah.
Sometimes I go off on tangents. If I feel that the crowd are in that mood, I dare go into a certain direction. The other night I just started playing electro swing and that kind of went down really well, so you never know.
Well, and people just have so many different things on their quote-unquote iPods lately these days, and that I think they're really receptive to new stuff
new
and
stuff.
Different stuff, aren't
you'd,
they?
You'd hope, but I find a lot of lesbian venues, they like to hear songs that they can sing along to and things that they already know.
Yeah.
So you can play the odd tune here and there, but they generally come back to you and go, can you play something they've heard on the radio recently?
Yeah.
But I do like to push the boundaries a bit when I can.
That's always a fun thing to do.
It is, yes.
It's good. But I mean, you mentioned other venues you play. Whereabouts else have you played?
I've played loads of places. I've played Soho House, Shoreditch House, Heaven, XOYO Club, Q Bar, all over Soho. Lose count. Edge. Massive list. I forget, but yeah, all over London, but mainly a lot of the stuff is in Soho, Shoreditch area.
How did you get into DJing? Because I mean, because as Recharge Radio listeners know, I DJ as well, and being a female DJ in quite, and I'm DJ rock and metal, it's quite a male dominated scene. How do you find it?
It is. I mean, the way I got into it was I wanted to be a DJ for as long as I can remember, and I was always too sort of shy to do it. And I actually started teaching it at the London School of Sound before I'd ever actually DJed in any bars or clubs.
Okay.
And then some time passed and I was at Candy Bar and there was a new night on there and the DJ hadn't turned up. So the lady who was running it was panicking because they also had live performers and they needed a sound engineer as well, which I am a sound engineer. So I said, oh, you know, I can do it for you, but I don't have any music with me. She said, well, I've got the CD. You could just put it on and pretend to DJ. I was like, okay, if that will help you out, I'll do that. So I did that and the night went amazingly. And then the people at Candy Bar were like, please come back again and DJ. And I was like, you do realise that it was a mix CD? And they're like, well, we don't care, everyone loved you, so just come back. So I came back the next week with my vinyl, which how it was those days. And I played and they loved it. And they said, come back again and again and again. And I became a resident there. And then pretty much every other job I've had has been an offshoot from that. Yeah,
that's
all word of mouth stuff. Yeah, it's amazing because... you know, it was just that little rare opportunity that really opened the door for me.
Cause
before I was just sort of, you know, in the bedroom with the decks, not daring to do it. But
I suppose if you wouldn't have been doing that, you wouldn't have been ready for the for that opportunity when it presented itself to you. So that's really cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's really amazing because the lady who was running it, her name's MC Angel, and I always say she's my angel because she sparked this whole career for me. And it's
brilliant.
Yeah, it's been amazing. DJing is the best job in the world. I'm sure, radio presenting is a brilliant job as well.
I love both.
Yeah.
Do you fancy a radio presenting job?
Yeah. I think Justin's looking to get rid of me. So
really,
replacing a cast with a cast.
Yeah, I was going to say
we need a sort of independent dance show, don't we? It'd be nice to have it was looped through for 2 hours or whatever. That'd be nice.
I have been thinking about doing it actually, especially like internet radio.
I am thinking about it.
Come to the dark side of independent radio. You want to?
I don't know. Is it hard? I mean,
they let me do it.
Yeah.
The first time is hard, and then after that, it's easier.
I guess you get used to it like anything. Yeah. That is in my mind. One day.
Where can we find you then? If we're not just on the web, but like, where are you resident now? In a couple of places.
Yeah, I mean, I've been resident at Kudos, and as I was saying earlier, they've just sold the venue and they're buying a new one, which should be happening anytime soon, so I'm just waiting to see what happens there.
Excellent.
I also DJ at Candy Bar quite regularly, Thursdays, Saturdays, Q Bar occasionally, lots of private parties.
Yeah.
I'm doing Brighton Pride as well.
Oh, excellent.
And London Pride as well.
Yeah.
So, and I've got some new nights hopefully coming up soon.
Excellent.
Yeah, which would be quite different to some of the stuff I DJ. One of them it should be world music with live performers, so that's quite different to a lot of the dance stuff. Yeah. And another one is going to be Big Room House, dance music. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Sounds good to me.
Yeah. Well, thanks for stopping in. We look forward
to your
set tonight.
My pleasure. I look forward to it too.
we'll see you a little further on down the trail.
Yeah. Thank you. I hope
so.
Thanks very much.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Take it.
I'm certain I'm talking to you. Here in my heart there's a space, yes it's true, but prison is the only place for you. We were like magnets that pull out the boat. 1 minute we're opposite and then we'd move. I felt your love burst through every door. It's not here anymore. 'Cause you light burns bright, this flame keeps on burning. Cowboys and Indians, which one will you be? Either way, it's no life for me. I love repeating, rewound in my head, thinking about all the words that we have said. I have to leave you, there is no reward. We'll be right back.
Justin Wayne.